Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. I'm going to the chat room to open it up. You want to join the chat? Go to Blog Talk Radio. Give yourself a chat name. And what? Part of the chat. Part of Blog Talk Radio to be in the chat room. Well, Halloween's over. I've got a lot of candy to put. And I bought a lot, and I ended up not being home for Halloween, so. Chuck Skull already in the house. Chuck Skull. Hey, dude. You rock. You always have, because you're just that kind of guy.
Fools rushing. Where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there's a chance. I don't care. Romance is a game for fools, I used to say. A game I thought I'd never play. Romance is a game for fools, I said and grinned. Then you passed by, and here am I, throwing caution to the wind. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, and so I come to you. My heart above my head, though I see the danger there. If there's a chance for me, never fall in love, so how are they to know? When we fell, I fell, my life begins. So open up your heart. Let this fool rush in.
Well, I see my fools have rushed in. Betty Jo Tucker movie attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Chuck's World of Mayhem. Chuck, post your times. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I know it's, I think, Saturday at 8 p.m. It's Rock World with Kat Facchione. And is it Saturday or Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.? Chuck's World of Mayhem. Your Golden Age of Radio is just a terrific show. I love that. I get so much done when it's on. It's terrific. Wacko Network. Love everybody at the Wacko Network. Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Great. Terrific. 10 a.m. on Saturday for Chuck Skull. Go follow him. If you follow the people in the room, you will be able to know and get a reminder when their shows are on, like I do. and that is a lot of fun. So you want to do that and check that out. Check that out a lot. Halloween. Wow, it's that was a lot. Now we got the other holidays coming up. We're going to be busy. I have a feeling we are. Okay. But mostly I like Sose and what he likes to do.
Yeah. I am smaller than a piece of the dust. I am so fragile it should be illegal to touch. I can never grab a seat on the bus. I fall when it lurches and even when they leave it in clutch. But there's no reason to fuss because I got the freedom to be an individual human being, which is keeping me decently occupied with the choices that I make. You gotta stay on your toes and never be ungrateful to those who take on their own and shoulder responsibility. You got the power, choose your destiny, never fear to be the leader in control of the band. You need to grab a hold of the sand. Keep them clapping, show your command. You can fall back, be three-dimensional. Play your position in this processional. Always stay professional. Life's got an ebb and flow, and you never know when it's your time. So remain prepared to go. Even though you might like to see it back. The nucleus, you got a lot of fuel. If you think this monologue is cool, tell a friend. I want to spread the message and I think it's relevant. An architect starts with a pencil and paper before he hires a committee to construct a skyscraper. The road that you travel is long and arduous, but you're not alone. You got a cadre of accomplices. Be a part of this everlasting community. You can change the world, stop acting confusedly. Plant one foot in front of the other. Many small steps turns you into a marathon runner. Gather your courage and face all adversity. You will be a great success. It certainly works for me. When you purposely turn the key, you unlock the universe. Let nothing hold you back. Choose to move and burst. Be the first, the greatest at whatever you do. So successful, you have to hire a separate crew to handle the ins and outs while you go about creating. Unleash your potency. Make it devastating.
On in the chat room. They didn't send you your reminder. You know what? Yeah, they've been messing up a little bit there. I try to be on it with them and complain. Oh, yeah, I love that movie. Gail Parento's in the chat room, Up Against the Ropes. I met the real-life lady that was based on. I think she had a bit part in the movie, too. That was pretty good. Pretty cool story. The first real boxing manager, female, Jackie Kalin. Yeah, that was her name. Terrific. Wacko Bob's in the house, too. Oh, it's a full house today. I love it when that happens. I love it, Kat Vecchione. Stop that gambling. That's crazy talk, I'm telling you. Crazy talk. All right, we'll keep it moving here. Let's play some Rhonda Hanson.
I feel so good to be here. I really feel great. I just lost 10 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Sue. Oh, wait. I mean, I just gained 10 pounds. I am so tired of the American obsession with thinness. It's giving me nightmares. Do you know every night I dream I wake up in that place where women go to become fat mamas? I'm forced to wear a floral print muumuu. People keep calling me cholesterol. I am tired of the American obsession with thinness, and I predict that by the year 2015, the American obsession with thinness will be over. And Pilates, aerobics, and Nautilus will just be something that black people name their children. Pilates, get your ass in. I have body issues, but I love my hair. Yes, I do. I love my hair.
Thank you.
It's the law. Black women have to love hair. Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be our own.
Yeah.
It could come from India, Korea, yak back. We will wash it, weave it, and wear it like a hat. Oh, we gotta have our wigs. Oh,
yeah.
Nobody can wear wigs like a black woman. Backwards. Two at a time. The only group that can wear wigs better than us, Orthodox Jewish girls. You ever think they throw that wig on, grab two baby shoulders, head with a moment, and that hair is just fly. Issues. There's so much pressure on us in this society. My girlfriend Zipporah. Do you know her Zipporah Lipschitz? Zipporah's always going to me, Rhonda. You black gals have it so easy. You all have that natural beauty. Natural beauty, as she did. After I use Ultra Sheen, Sheen and Glow lip gloss and cocoa butter, I feel like I've been salmonized. I don't walk out of the bathroom after a shower. I hydroplane. I love being here at the Friars. Thank you so much for asking me to be here. I love it. There's so much love in the room. I thought there was love in the air. If you're in love, you can really identify with this feeling. You ever come home late at night, have a really dreamy look in your eyes, close the door, hear yourself saying, baby, now it's just you and me. Realize you're talking to a pint of Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Don't hurt me, chocolate chip. Did I mention that I'm a Negro? I'll be a Negro all night. Oh, yeah. Have you noticed every 10 years we just change what we call ourselves? Sometimes we're black. Sometimes we're Afro-American. Sometimes we're third world. Why do we keep changing? You know, Jews say Jew. Italians say Italian. Mexicans say about this high. I want to thank the racists for laughing. My name is Rhonda Handsome. But my really close friends call me divorced and bitter. All the bitter ladies. Put your hands up. I really love being married, except for that part where my husband was always breathing. Dishwasher. He said, don't get a dishwasher. So I went out and got a dishwasher. Every night he complained, the dishwasher makes too much noise. The dishwasher makes too much noise. Finally, I just had to put my foot down. I said, look, as long as I'm paying for the dishwasher, Juan can sing whatever he wants. Put your foot down. Yeah, I want to thank the racists for laughing at that. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's really, really challenging for a woman now in this society. I'm single now, and I feel all this pressure to be a cougar. I'm a reluctant cougar. Young guys scare me. No, really, they do. Young guys scare me with sexting. Do you know what that is? Emailing and texting naked pictures. Doesn't anybody use business cards anymore? Instead of, here's my card, here's my junk. Oh, my goodness. Why are you taking naked pictures of yourself in the bathroom? The lighting in there is terrible. Young guys scare me. I went out one of them scared me because he was a terrorist wannabe. A terrorist wannabe. I don't even believe he was a real Muslim. Everybody knows that prayer is Allah Akbar. Not Al, back up the car. One young guy scared me because he was so quiet. So quiet. He snuck up beside me real quiet like a ninja. And then he whispered in my ear. Now, I'm not sure exactly what he said, because he whispered in my bad ear. But it sounded like, that young boy did things to me that were banned from the council. I lost track of time, space, my underwear. And then suddenly, like a ninja, he was gone. And now I can never go back to that Applebee's. Yep, so the new healthcare program is going to kick in here soon, and you know, it's good that we're concerned about our people, but I wonder who's concerned about the angels of mercy who take care of people in the hospital, like Nurse Braithwaite. Quiet down in here. Who's ringing that bell? I'm no chambermaid, you know, I'm a registered nurse. Bedtime. You want a bedtime? Catch it. And you mind how you're walking. The porter just washed this floor and you're stuffing it up with your crutches. Nancy, why are you sitting there crying in the corner? You think you're the only woman to have plastic surgery? I told you, you look pretty as a picture by Picasso. You know you shouldn't have another facelift. Every time you cross your legs, you smile whether you want to or not. And you with that big belly, or you're here for the classes in natural childbirth? Well, at Beth Israel Hospital, we explain to you that natural childbirth is a miracle, and it hurts. Now, when you go into labor, you must breathe like so. I don't understand what all this breathing is about, because you're just making the same sound you did when the kid was on his way in. Now, when you can't breathe no more, you go, wah! And your husband says, we don't want any medication. Oh, yes, I think some of you have seen Nurse Braithwaite. Obviously, you can tell. I'm a woman on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I actually did go crazy. I'll admit, in a movie theater. Anybody here see Avatar? Yeah. If it, I went crazy at Avatar. IMAX 3D. Opening night. Very crowded. I have to hold a seat for my son who's going to join me. Place is packed. Soon, the chair next to me is the only one that's available. every minute someone comes in and goes, "It can't be safe! It can't be safe!" Finally, I just snapped. "If this seat saves, this seat is held holy by all of United Artists of Paramount. This seat is washed in the blood of the Lamb. Is this gum encrusted red velour seat saved? Why, yes, sir, this seat is saved. Let me hear you say, what? Hallelujah." No one sat next to me. Not even my son. I love you. You have been wonderful. And please rise to the same sky. My name is Rhonda Hampton.
Hey. Hi,
like me and follow me.
You've got the eyes of a princess, the hands of a clock. Your hair is flaxen and red. You've got the legs of a table and the arms of a jock. But I can't change the shape of your head. Our dinner's alone, I'm romantic and tender. But when it's all done and said, I close the door, I go out on a bender, 'cause I can't change the shape of your head. Don't know what your point meant when you said all your dreams came true. But there's a fly in the ointment, 'cause this is something that I just can't do. Don't ask me again how, when, or why, or one of us may end up dead. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I don't want an inbred in bed. In bed, we fall in and out of love for reason I used to think in his bed. But when it's with you, the big guy must be teasing, 'cause I can't stand your head on my chest. It's over, Kaczynski, finito. I'm spending time with a beef and bean burrito, 'cause I can't change the shape of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head. Pow!
Gotta love that Tom Carosa from his album Zesty. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. This week, tomorrow, Tuesday at 4 p.m., she'll be featuring Sherlock Holmes expert Ed Fitzel. He'll be dropping by at 4 to discuss Sherlock Holmes films as well as actors who have portrayed this fictional master detective. Created by Sir Conan Doyle. More than 70 actors have appeared in cinema projects. I did not know that. Does it count if you count the TV show, too? The current one? Which goes out of my head right now. But Elementary, yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's always fun at Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. Wacko Bob, Blog Talk Radio, Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 a.m. The Wacko Network, a bunch of fun people. Kat Vecchione and Chuck Skull at 8 p.m. on Saturdays. Chuck Skull, I got to look it up again. Oh, gosh. I am so sorry. Kat and I are filling in for Wacko Bob tomorrow at 9 a.m., so you can listen to them then on the Wacko Network. Okay. And you can also follow them on Facebook. Betty Jo Tucker's going to have a punch of a show tomorrow. And am I leaving anybody out? Gail Parento, who knows everybody. Okay. A special shout out to Gail Parento, best publicist on the East and West and North and South Coast. See, it's all filling in there. All right, that was Tom Carosa, The Shape of Your Head. He is a funny guy, isn't he? He comes out with a lot of great stuff. Okay, I just put some Apple Sisters.
Our country's wartime.
fight. We will stand. We will hide our inner woman. Gonna zip up our vest and pull up our hair. Gonna squish down our chest like the boss down there.
Put it in the key of man, Jerome. No, lower.
We're men. Fight for freedom for all. We're men. We're uniting. We answer the justice call.
This is our Independence Day.
We're the Apple Brothers.
We fight for freedom, liberty, and justice for all men.
We fancy women and we act real tough. We drink loads of beer.
Anything you need me to lift?
We flex our pecs with our hair with gel. If we need a drink, we drink from a well. Hello, ladies.
I'm Harry.
Dick. If we seem queer, don't act, don't tell. We're men. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom for all.
it. Boo! Wasn't that funny? Betty does like it sweet, but I like it. Oh, speaking of sweet, I have a present for you.
Present for me?
Yeah! Oh, you have one for me too?
Yeah!
Poison apples! Ha ha!
Yes!
Happy Halloween, everyone!
Happy Halloween!
The other night, I said to my husband, could you scroll down? Did you ever try to shop online? You think that's like, oh, that's going to be a time saver, shopping online.
Right.
Is it a time saver? It takes so long. And then it's like you're doing the paperwork for them. You're going to pay, you're filling out page after page after page. And you got to fill out the address. And they don't like the way you do the address. You got to do it their way. it's a computer. Can't you put the zip code in? It can figure everything. No. They want you to scroll through their states because you can't. No, NY, no. That's too complicated. They want you. You have to pick. So you cheat. You ever cheat? So you go N, you try to save time, right? And then you land on Nebraska. Yeah. You know. Now I'm screaming at the computer. Oh, right. Someone from Nebraska is buying $80 eye cream. Get the hell out of here.
Headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cats, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way.
So stay. Stay. Stay.
Bad dog.
Oh, yesterday I had the thrill of rescuing a small dog from a pit bull. Long story. I want to give a shout-out. Today's my sister's birthday. Alice, happy birthday. And shout-out to all the people in the room, too. Betty Jo Tucker, Chuck Skull, Gail Parento, Kat Vecchione, the Wacko Network, Wacko Bob, and the invisible people who log in and out. just checking out and on them. And as you know, the show winds down every time. You can get my CDs on CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo, especially my Christmas CD. Christmas is coming up. Funny songs. Also, you can watch The Nancy Lombardo Show every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on three channels in Manhattan and live at www.mnn.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Lifestyles channel. And you could just have fun. I want to thank all the wonderful people for tuning in today, but I want to do it in a fun way. So I think you know what's coming. Here we go. Thanks for listening, everybody. And tomorrow at 4, you can listen again on Blog Talk Radio to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. It's going to be a lot about Sherlock Holmes. Skull and Pat Becky own. They have a show Saturday night at 8 p.m. Rock World is its home. And when you're listening, you'll hear Chuck Skull Saturdays at 10 a.m. Blog Talk Radio. The Wacko Network, they're very funny guys. Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. And Wacko Bob, well, he's Wacko Bob. You'll listen to him again and again. But tomorrow morning, if you listen to the Wacko Network, you'll hear Cat McKeone and Chuck Skull, because they're filling in for them. So remember, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Everybody on your kazoos. Now you, Bob. And you, Network. Cat Figgioni, are you kazooing? Chuck Skull, a little louder, please. Betty Jo, I said kazoo, not tap dancing. Gail Parento is having some fun. Remember, I have a show in Manhattan, December 16th, 1 p.m. at Pitt. If you're in the city, come check it out. And remember, the whole world is smiling with you. Everybody smile. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Nancy Lombardo, Blog Talk Radio. And thank you for tuning in, and I know I haven't been on and off, but we're working on all those technical glitches, right? Oh, yes, we are. And,
yeah! That's all, folks.
Thank you for tuning in. Remember, every day is a gift, whether you like it or not. So enjoy it. It's thinking about it that counts. All right. Have a good day. Thank you all for hopping over to my show. And I know you had to end your shows early. I appreciate it. Thank you very much and have a pleasant day.